We all love a good Sunday session.
Frothy time!
Oh. And this Sunday session comes to you.
Oh, how good!
This is the Rush Hour Sunday session.
The best of JB and Billy
on Triple M.
Fat, we are not far away from our Anzac Day triple header.
Spot on, Jimmy boy. We cross down to Tassie for the Hawks and the Crows very shortly. But first, it's a magnificent Sunday session.
Speaking of Anzac Day, we chat to Bombers' very impressive young leader, Zach Merritt, ahead of their game against the Pies later this afternoon.
The big chief, Jason Dunstall, is in the house. And I want to know which Cadbury favourite is your favourite.
Plus, we'll get a really crap joke out of you at the end. Yep. But next, the Melbourne Storm also have their traditional Anzac Day clash against the New Zealand Warriors. Big game that. We caught up with your man, the Fox, Josh Adokar.
There are three certainties in life: death, taxes, and Melbourne Storm racking up the wins.
In the end, Storm, too good. Full time at Amy Park, Melbourne 20 over the Roosters 4.
And our next guest keeps racking up tries.
Kick off. Oh, it sits up for him. He puts the foot down and runs away from Chodrick.
Before the Storm take on the New Zealand Warriors on Anzac Day, please welcome the Fox, Josh Adokar.
Yes, indeed, Jim. They started. Well, that team laughing already. Started slowly this year. They're 1-2, yes. And then they've won their last three. Really good wins over the Broncos, yes. The Bulldogs, and the Roosters last week. Now 4-2, fourth on the ladder because of this man here, the fastest man in the game, Josh Adokar. Hey, Fox, welcome.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
How are you? You going all right?
Yeah, going all right, bro. I just sit me doing a tradie ad, so it's been a long day.
So what do you have to do? You got to act.
Sitting in my jocks.
Old mate from The Bachelor. That's Honey Badger.
The Honey Badger bar.
Oh, nice.
What are you going to say? Yeah. Something about...
Oh, no, I'm sitting in a bathtub with Money Munster and just having a yarn and having a giggle.
Imagine with Munster out there. You'd be having a frothy. Hey, good to see the Storm back in town, mate. It's been a tough first 6 weeks, no doubt about that. But to win the last three, you're back in town.
Yeah, definitely. I got goosebumps when we had a fan day just before the season starts, and to have the fans back at the stadium was pretty awesome. We've got great fans that turn up every week, and it's going to be a massive game again this weekend too. So, yeah, it's a big occasion.
Traditional Anzac Day clash, of course, the Storm and the Warriors. You've had trouble with them in the past. Tell us a bit about how that game is to play in.
Yeah, Warriors had a great win against the St. George Dragons last week. I think they completed 100%, and that's massive in our game. They're going to be a really tough side. They've got Roger at the back, playing fullback. So I think if we do a good job on him and some of the good players on their side, I think we'll go a long way and win the game.
Anyone laid eyes on Smithy? Have we seen him? Has he been anywhere near the joint?
Nah, the only time he come down was when his
statue
I got revealed, and
so has he cracked him? He's a mate of ours, Smithy. Yeah, he won't return any of our calls. No. Has he cracked him?
No, he's brushed everyone's calls, I think. He brushed his dad's calls, bellyache. He's probably just enjoying retirement, so he's got a beautiful family too. I'm really close with their family, so up in Queensland somewhere.
Now, Fox, I don't understand, because you are a legend, of course, a premiership playing superstar for the best team in the comp, and you decided to sign a 4-year deal with the worst team in the comp. What are you doing?
My decision just come off the back of my family and just missing Sydney in general. I've been down here for 5 years now, and I just feel like I need to give back to my family. I've lost a really good mate of mine back home about a couple of days ago, so lost about eight family members and people in my community. So the last about 2-3 years now, so it was definitely a tough decision. But I'm super excited to start a new adventure.
All of that's fair enough. But I reckon you also just having a look outside today, Fox, and it's about 8 degrees and pissing down and hail, and you're thinking I need to get back to Sydney.
Really, bro? I've been stuck indoors doing
mate.
This ad for tradie. So
in your undies. So it's minus bar, eight, yeah. And you're in the undies.
That's what I'm saying, but I'm in the
job. How's Billy Eight going? Everyone's trying to pick him off too, by the way.
To but take him.
Hands off our man. How's he going?
Nah, he's going really well, bro. I love Belzer. He's like, I say to everyone, he's like a father figure to everyone down here. Obviously, I was from Melbourne, only if, I think two players down at the team now from Melbourne. So he's always been a mentor for us boys, and super grateful to be in his team and learn off the best.
Geez, he gets cranky.
Right, but that's only game day because he turns into a totally different person.
Yeah, I know, team of monster.
Game day, but he just walks around real angry and starts spitting everywhere and all that kind of stuff. We talk so, but. During the week, he's so cool to work with, man. It's it's a blessing.
Hey, I tell you what this game does, Bill. Starts at 6:15 p.m.
Amy Park,
of course. So when you finished at the Triple MCG after the Anzac Day clash between Collingwood and Essendon, walk straight across.
Storm and Warriors. Always a good game.
Yep.
Just come across there and they're on fire. If you were to have a healthy burger, what burger would you have, Josh Adokar?
The Storm burger from Grilled Brothers.
With the beetroot.
We've got beetroot in it. You like beetroot, Foxy?
No, I don't like beetroot, bro. I'm not going to lie.
Oh. Yeah, we pumped it up.
It is a lovely burger,
bro. Oh, yeah. Of course it is. Good luck in your job, Sir Cop.
Thanks, bro.
Well done, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, boys.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today?
Unusual.
Ah, Jimmy, you'll love this. I love a poll. I love a poll. And this poll is about Aussies were asked, what is the best chocolate in the Cadbury favourites box?
Right, yes.
Yes.
Right.
So 34,000 voters. 34,000, yes. The best chocolate. Yes. Have you got one before I go to equal thirds? So, you know when they're favourites.
Yeah, I know the favourites, but I can't think of, no.
Flake. Right.
Righto. Number three.
A cherry ripe for me.
Third in, 34,000 people voted. Mm-hmm. Third in was the flake and the picnic.
Problem with flake is you end up with bits of chocolate in your jeans and they all get bloody
you end up with flake
melted on, and...
it's all flaky.
It is nice, but yeah. I like
number
picnic.
Two.
Yes.
Cherry ripe.
Cherry ripe.
Ooh. Number one.
Not now, yours or mine.
No.
What? Where?
Oh, well.
Oh, is that number one?
Number one, can you believe it? Is Turkish Delight.
Yes. Oh, we always go for it, and everyone else goes,
exactly.
You like Turkish Delight.
I know, because people hate Turkish Delight, but it's number one with 28%.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah, and the cherry ripe was 12%.
You know the one I don't like?
Well, which one?
The Moro.
Oh, yeah.
A rubbish chocolate.
Yeah,
what is that even?
It's like a fake Mars bar.
Yeah, not even as good as that.
And the other one is the old gold. And crunchy. I can't have it.
No, I like crunchy.
You know what? When I was a kid, I had one in my pocket and it melted and I pulled it out once.
Oh,
no. I can never eat a crunchy after that.
What about Violet Crumble?
Oh, yeah. I like putting them in a dunny. When the mother-in-law used to
No, we did that to the Force. Crawford and I did that to the Force at the old footy show office.
Footy show office.
You are an idiot of a boy, and you are the president of a football club. How are you two even standing erect? He didn't want anyone using his dunny.
That was funny. Oh, he hated that. But that is it. Turkish Delight,
right,
the
like
most favourite. There you go. That'll be trending tomorrow.
It's certainly unusual.
Our next guest has made his grand return to Triple M footy.
You know when you haven't caught up with great mates for a long time? This is nothing like that.
Everyone is in the firing line.
You're such a tool bag.
And his humility is astounding.
I don't like Chief as a buzzer.
Okay, what would you like to go with?
I will go with Captain Awesome.
Please welcome the Chief, Jason Dunstall.
He's back, Bill.
He is, Jim.
We love it on a Friday night, the Chief at his acerbic best. Nice to see you, Chief.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Bill?
How is Friday night? G'day to you, Chief. Or Bunghole, or whatever we want to call you. You don't like Chief, I just heard. Friday night, how's that going? Because a couple of them seem to be getting a bit ahead of themselves.
You've got no idea what that little snippet we played was about, have you?
No.
He goes, you don't like Chief. We were mucking around just using names for buzzers on a little quiz that we did. But anyway, it's lost on you. Friday nights are going well on Triple M, Bill. I'm enjoying being back and having a bit of fun with the guys. Yeah, it's good crew.
Nath Brown?
Going well. Brownie does good work. Howie's a little bit of an issue at the moment.
Yes, that's all right.
Howie's, don't know what's happened to Howie. He's out there. He's left everyone else behind.
Well, you are a very, I'll tell you what you are good at, Chief.
Yes.
Is realising if someone, I can speak from personal experience here, by the way.
You can.
Realising if someone's getting just a touch ahead of themselves and dragging him nicely back, Chief.
Well, I tried that on the first Friday night we were on. I gave Howie a fierce strafing.
And what happened?
He's continued to get more and more head up his own date. It's frightening.
Jeez.
Has the game changed this year, Chief?
Good. It's much better.
After round two, remember we're saying, oh, how good it is, and the man the mark. Has it just been pulled in a bit by the coaches, I reckon?
A little bit. Those teams, and your team's one of them, that don't want to move the ball quickly, that allows the opposition then to clog things up and we get numbers behind the ball. But we're still seeing structure at both ends ahead of the football, which is good. But I still think it's a much better game this year than it has been in recent years.
Well, and the big forwards, Chief, leading lanes for them to hit up into.
And one-on-one contests.
Yes.
They've been revitalised. All of a sudden they're excited turning up to the footy instead of going, oh, I'm going to have 10 blokes standing all around me today. So, no, it's good. I'm really enjoying it.
What about the forward lines with, say, Western Bulldogs with three big forwards? West Coast, three big forwards. Yeah. Port Adelaide have got two or three big forwards.
It works if they're good players, Bill, but if they're not, I very quickly question them, because if you're not putting pressure at ground level and you're not creating those forward half turnovers, you're in trouble. So West Coast are doing it well. They've got three beauties, though, and I really like the way Oscar Allen's developing. He's going to be a star in his own right.
They work very hard when they don't have the ball, those three, which is rare for blokes that size.
Correct, yes. Normally blokes like Bill's size would just... If they don't mark it, they then spectate.
Just olay.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, someone will get it. They'll bring it back.
That unfortunately, was the attitude, Bill.
Well, you're there to mark it. You're not there to get on the ground.
I think we've got now, Chief's Friday night segment called Slaughterhouse. Is that right,
Chief?
I heard. Bartholomew? Well, I heard that you got a couple of real imbeciles in the gun. And I haven't heard this, but I'm looking forward to it.
Talking about his brother Blair. I never realised this, but he started out doing some boundary work for Triple M.
Yep.
Did he?
Blair, did he?
Play a little clip of it.
I'm in the box here, actually. You're just taking in the game. Actually, the curtain raiser. Conditions are absolutely fantastic. The sun's out. There's no wind. The ground's in excellent condition. I know it's raining in Hobart and Melbourne,
boy,
but here in Launceston, it is magnificent.
So are you a genuine brother? He must be a stepbrother, is he? Well, why does one talk okay and the other hasn't got a clue what he's talking about? Oh, I can only assume there's no blood, and it's obviously your stepbrother.
That's a fair point.
Blair. Blairy got you gave Blairy. That was nice. He would have loved that down in Tassie. But that's my brother, older brother.
Yeah, we know that, Bill.
But he speaks so eloquently, Bill.
Well, guess what he is? A school teacher and like a vice principal. I don't know who he's got there,
Chief.
He teaches English.
Did you see the two of them when your own president is trying to mind his own business, watching the finish of a tight game at the MCG through the glass?
Speaking enough,
and they're making gesticulations and pulling faces and giving it to him through the glass while watching the TV with schooners in their hand.
And Fatty, of course, played 200 games or the best part thereof for Geelong, but his son is on their list, Chief. Imagine Oscar looking at that.
He loved it. They all loved it.
I don't think the club would like it either. No, the fact that you're potting, you know, an opposition club's president.
Wasn't potting.
You were being cheeky.
We're having some bants.
Disrespectful. You're having what?
Bants. Bants, we were.
What's bants?
Banter for the us young kids. Oh my God. Bants, we were with the president.
Well, it's only banter if the other bloke knows you're having banter.
He was asking us how long to go, and that's when Blair went 10 seconds. And then we said, sucked in. We went,
they gave a double bird
to our former premier.
Oh, good man, Jeff.
Oh, we're friends. Wonderful.
We're
man.
Friends.
Oh, he doesn't like you.
Yes, he does. He
fair enough.
Texted me again today.
Did he?
I don't think he did.
If Essendon are going to win their first Anzac Day clash since 2017, they'll need this man at his scintillating best.
But they're away now through Zach Merritt. Runs to open space. Kicks it from 70. It'll bounce. Is it going to cross the line? It has!
Before the Bombers take on the Pies on Sunday, please welcome Zach Merritt.
Two-time best and fairest, All-Australian 2017, of course, and from the Sandy Dragons, which is a footy factory down there, Fat. Don't worry about that.
It's from Cobden. He's a country boy.
I'm reading it here.
He's a country
boy.
Where
did you play your NAB Cup?
Hey, lad. Yeah, I was from Cobden and born and bred in the country, but played for the Sandy Dragons.
Thank you, Zach. That's all I cared about. I tell you what else I love about this young man. Like myself, a multi-sport phenom.
What are you saying?
Talented young cricketer, Zach Merritt, before, of course, he decided wisely to take on the footy cape because he's a star. Welcome to you, mate.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, now, big game, of course, always is Anzac Day. And you're getting the Pies at the right time, I reckon. They've got lots of blokes out.
Yeah, I think we both got a fair few out at the moment, and obviously both 1-4. So it's going to be a pretty cutthroat game, and just pretty happy to be able to play in front of fans again. I think last year we were in front of zero at the G on a cold night. So, sort of happy to be back in front of a big crowd and symbolise the day.
It's a huge game, and you got some young boys there who are playing really good footy. They're exciting, aren't they? Nick Cox and Archie Perkins, of course, and Zach Reed, who came in last week. They're very, very talented young boys, Zachy.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I think to watch Nick Cox live at training and then in games, I think he's going to be someone who's a very special player for a long period of time and only going to get better as he gets more mature and spend some more time in the gym. But yeah, those other two boys as well. I mean, you're pretty blessed to have three guys with that amount of talent coming through your door.
Do you take them under your wing or who does?
Yeah, I think I've been fortunate with Coxie that although he's 200 centimetres, he's basically training with the midfield group, which is pretty special. And certainly have enjoyed sort of being alongside him. And we're trying to get Archie through that group as much as we can as well, because I think he has some pretty outstanding talent. And then I think Reedy's been sort of more under the wing of sort of Cal Hooker and Michael Hurley and some pretty experienced players back there.
All right, so back in the day, Will used to have to deal with this. You'd be getting ready to run down the race saying, we owe these blokes.
Yes.
You know, it used to be a bit like that. Does that still happen anymore? 2017, we heard in the intro, last one of these that you won. So is it a matter of saying, righto, it's time we bloody sat this mob on their ass?
I think that's well and truly gone at the moment. Unfortunately, I'm sure everyone in the stands would love to see it happening a bit more. But I think, yeah, with the demands of the game and I guess the amount of teams at the moment doesn't really happen as much as it probably used to.
How's Alexandra going? All right.
She's going very well. She's keeping me in line and, it's a good outlet away from footy.
Is she a Cobden girl off the farm?
Nah, she's from Seymour. So
Seymour?
Assumption College. And
she a co-ed. That's what we called them at Assumption. Good girl then if she's from Assumption. I like that. Good work. Now tell us, Zach, what is our watch, please, and what can we do?
I came across sort of my desk recently. It's pretty alarming, I guess, in Australia at the moment that sort of one woman a week dies typically from at the hands of her partner or former partner. So violence and obviously disrespect towards women's pretty relevant at the moment. So when it came across my desk to help and influence, I was pretty keen to step up and hopefully be a good, role model and help bridge that gap as well between sort of gender equality.
Right. It's not only alarming, Zach. I love what you're doing here. It's disgusting. That's what it is. And it's time that men realise that they have an enormous role to play in this. Everyone, when it comes to this issue, for some reason, Bill, looks at women, which I find astounding. Mm. It's the men that have got to look in the mirror and fix their act up.
It's weak.
So how do people get involved, mate? What's the way forward?
Yeah, I guess the way forward is more about there'll be a campaign, hopefully sort of aiming to educate. And the campaign's called Doing Nothing Does Harm. Just trying to educate men in particular, but sort of trying to give tools around doing something in response to sort of sexism and disrespect. Obviously, it's pretty tough at times for people with confrontation and you normally need your mates to call each other out to feel more comfortable. But yeah, more about giving some tools and skills for men to help each other and hopefully help women feel much more comfortable.
Well done, mate. I admire what you're doing. As we let you go, of course, Cobden we've discussed.
Yes, I got one, Jim.
Benny Cunnington from Cobden. Oh, that's one question around
feathers.
That. Have you ever heard him speak?
Not yet. I remember watching him kick 10 on debut when he was about 14 in the seniors, which was amazing. But
he used to play forward, didn't he? Against the big boys, and he'd kick them.
Hey, mate, good luck. Can't wait to do this game. It's a showpiece of AFL football every season. It's going to be a beauty. Good luck with it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Oh. And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
All right, Pat, what's it about this quiz, please?
Well, it's about Anzac Day coming up, of course, on Sunday, Jim, the big game Collingwood v Essendon.
Well, speaking of which, we've got Shane on the line from Craigieburn, who's a Bombers fan. Hello, Shane.
How you going, guys?
Going beautifully.
How's Craigieburn? Be nice out there?
Oh, beautiful, mate.
You got some confidence about your Bombers on Sunday?
Oh, absolutely. Should be up and about.
Pretty banged up, the opposition, yeah, of
I
course.
I reckon the Bombers win this one, Jim.
Well, they've got lots of injury, Collingwood. Speaking of Collingwood, Ian's there from Mentone. Hello, Eza.
Eza.
Yeah, g'day. How are you going?
All right, so, Bill, this is the hump day quiz. You need to treat it with respect because it's all about Anzac Day.
It is indeed. So, Shane, you'll go with Shane, and Eza, you'll go with Eza. Okay, here we go, boys. Away.
Shane, big loud voice. Eza, big loud voice when you know the answer.
Collingwood and Essendon have played 25 Anzac Day matches. How many times have they played a draw?
Ian.
Eza.
Once, I think.
One.
Yes.
The very first.
Can you believe that was the very first game?
Big Savoy went nuts. He kicked 8 or 9 or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
Oh, what a game. What a player. And a great man.
Ask Ian, he knows. Was that the game, Ian?
Yeah, I was at that game. Yep.
Yeah, good boy.
Eza was there.
Okay.
I've been going to Anzac Days for a long time.
All right, then. Shut up. Now, have a listen to the audio. Have a listen to this audio. And tell me, what year did this happen and who was it?
Wunderlich's got it. Handball over the top here. Here it comes, Lovett. He's found the target.
Zaharakis.
An opportunity for Zaharakis. Zaharakis has kicked it.
Jump in.
Shane.
Righto, Shane. Good commentary, that, wasn't it? I don't know what happened.
Bristle was good. The rest of us just tried to interrupt him.
You did. You just jumped in all over him. Shane, who was it and what year?
2007.
Sorry, Colin.
So free hit for you, Eza.
Eza.
Well, it was Zaharakis, wasn't it? And Essendon, I don't know, about 2011?
No.
2009.
Essendon won. Essendon won by point.
They did.
Yeah, that's right.
It started hosing down about 5 minutes to go.
All right. It rained a bit, didn't it, Eze? Oh, he shut up. Yeah. Number three.
What?
Who won the Anzac Day match last year?
Shane.
Shane? Shane?
The Bombers.
Ian?
Yeah, I think it might have been Collingwood then.
No one. It wasn't played. Got him. Trick question from you.
Listen
to Eza.
Trick question. Not fair. Trick questions.
Got them both. Shane and Ian got them both.
Thank you, Bill.
Them up, Jim. A big lump Merlin.
So,
good one.
A big Merlin. One zip at the minute, so hardly a ring-a-ding-ding. So get your quiz rolling,
Fat. Oh, the questions are fine. It's Eza and Shana, I'm not sure. Name the 17-year-old playing only his second game ever who won the Anzac Day medal from Collingwood.
2002.
2002, Collingwood player. Old Possum Eyes.
Yeah, I know. I can see him, but I just can't remember his name.
Oh, spit it out, Eze. Come on.
I'd like to, Bill, but I can't.
Well, what about Shane? What about Shane?
Bill, this is just absolutely going
nowhere. What he called me?
He wasn't even called Possum Eyes, by the way.
No.
That was Alan Tovey. Yeah, the eyes of a possum.
But this bloke had possum.
All right, so Bill, you've asked 7 questions and it's 1-0.
What was the answer? Mark McGough.
Mark McGough, of course.
Oh, yep. Come on. Shane, are you there?
Yeah, Bill.
You're not giving us enough, Shane, out there in Craigieburn lift. All right, here we go. Next question.
Where did the Anzacs land in 1915? General knowledge.
Ian.
Eza.
I'd just be guessing Gallipoli.
That'll do. Gallipoli Cove, yes. Well done.
All right, 2-0.
Who kicked this goal to win a match in 2012? Audio question, boys.
He's a long way from home, just sits it to the top of the square. The big boys converge.
Wee man.
Collingwood, they're back in front by a point.
Wee man, tiny little man. He's going well.
No, don't know.
This could be comfortably, I think, the worst hump day quiz you've ever. And Ian is a comfortable winner. And Shane, are you still on the line, Shane?
Nah, I got nothing,
guys. Righto, Ian is our winner. Just give it play.
That's what the Bombers will have on
Eza's waiting.
Listen to Eza.
Bill's joke to come to wrap up a massive show, but before this.
What are we doing now?
Well,
hit it.
Yes. Gather round to hear Wisdom Brownless. It's Billy's quote of the day.
We got rid of this.
It's back, Jim. It's back. Have a listen to this, Jim. Has anyone lived long enough to buy a second bottle of Worcestershire sauce. Do you know anyone that has?
Fat, that's only funny because you can't say the word Worcestershire.
No, no, because you only ever buy one bottle. It's in your cupboard for a lifetime. No one is that old to buy two bottles.
Why can't you say the word?
Worcestershire. There you go. It's easy to say. A good little quote, that. You can take that.
Oh, my God. The joke had better be funnier than that.
Yeah, it will be, Jim. Of course it will be.
You know it's time to call it when your mate thinks he's a comedian.
Very, very funny.
This is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
Righto, Jim, here we go. Are we ready? My headphones won't stay on. Jim, a man was admitted to hospital today. I just read about this, Jim, with 20 plastic toy horses up his... Oh, hang on. Jim, a man was admitted to the hospital today.
Yes.
With 20 plastic toy horses inserted in his back passage, okay?
Okay, Bill.
Okay. But I've just rang the hospital, Jim, and the doctors have described his condition as stable. Stable, Jim, because they're toy horses. Apparently he was horsing around.
Stop talking. But when you get half a giggle out of your punchline, you don't have to say anything more, especially when you're talking about this sort of thing. Play the music, Rabbit, for God's sake.
What was going on?
Bill, enough talking from you.
Bottoms up. That was the Rush Hour Sunday Session. And if you still want more, catch the boys live or on demand on the Listener app. I feel good.